Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Second hour of the program on Origin Day right here on SEN. And of course, you can hear it from every single angle tonight, depending on your bent when it comes to New South Wales versus Queensland. Just jump onto SEN, either your local SEN network or via the SEN app, and you've got your choice of game calls this evening. So we're looking forward to that. 1300 01 1170 is the open line number. So feel free to give me a call this morning if you want to talk Origin. Happy to do that. I've got the Battle of the Broadcasters a bit later on with Benny Davis. So thank you for all of these top threes of why New South Wales better than Queensland. Your na-na-na-na moment that we can fire back at Benny. But the big news this morning is away from Origin, with Jason Riles reportedly knocking back St George Illawarra and heading towards Melbourne for an assistant coaching role there. So the ties have been cut with the Roosters, essentially. The St George Illawarra job that was in the offing was there with something like a four-year deal, which as late as, well, this morning, essentially, there was really no inkling, aside from the fact that the Storm were making a late play. As late as this morning, it looked as though it was still going to be a lock that Jason Riles was there. And like I said, if you're listening to me yesterday, I just said, well, okay, they've shown that they're willing to make a tough call, and they made the call with Anthony Griffin, and they had to be unanimous to make that call. So if they've shown that they're willing to make tough calls, and the next tough call is we need to give Jason Riles a four-year deal and give him what he wants, then why stuff around? Just go for it. So we don't know the details behind all this, but if he was the man that they wanted and they missed out, that's a heck of a black eye that the Dragons have. So what happens next? Were they going to have to start all over again? Ben Hornby, Dean Young. Ryan Carr, of course, is obviously in charge for the rest of the year and by all reports doing a very good job. So does he come into the mix now? Where do they go? Do they go back towards an experienced coach, Shane Flanagan, Des Hasler? So we're talking about the same names that have been there. Michael Maguire, for instance, three premiership-winning coaches who aren't in current head coaching roles. It's an extraordinary outcome the way that this has panned out. Your thoughts on it? Happy to take them. 1300 01 1170. The Pearl says, my immediate thoughts on Riles' rejection was relief. I was unsure before, and when the results come down, I naturally, as in when that news has dropped, I naturally felt good. Maybe just jump in with Ryan Carr. Thank you for that, Pearl. As a Dragon fan, this isn't the end of the world. The Dragons have tried with a number of untested coaches and all have ended in sackings. Bring in Des, says our texter. So you're right, it's not the end of the world. They have to start again and go looking at another candidate. But it's a heck of a miss. I mean, that's a big swing that they were taking, and a big miss if they were putting everything in. Wow, back to square one, perhaps. So it's now official, this from Brent Reed and Michael Carayannis, that Dragons boss Ryan Webb has confirmed the news that Jason Riles notified them this morning he no longer wants to be considered for the role. He said, we appreciate him being honest and rather find out now than in 6 months' time that he didn't feel comfortable. So they'll continue their process with the other candidates and hopefully bring it to a head shortly. So there you go. Always plenty to talk about. Sean Timmins is on the line. Timo, great to catch up with you. I wanted to talk Origin with you. Good morning to you, mate.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Good. Good to catch up with you, but I didn't see this one coming. So your immediate reaction, what do you think's going on? Can you give us a snapshot?
Well, it's the first I've heard of it. Well, obviously there's been a lot of chatter around who's going to coach the Dragons, and obviously after they stood Anthony Griffin down. But, there's been Jason Rolls' names been mentioned a lot, as in Dean Young and Ben Hornby and Shane Flanagan. So, obviously, it sounded like Jason Rolls was one of their targets. But, disappointing that if he's turned it down. But I know there's some other real good candidates out there pushing for the job. But Jason Rolls, must have seen not fit for him yet, and being a sort of rookie coach, he'll look elsewhere. But I'm sure the Dragons, there's plenty of great candidates still available there to take on this great club.
We've just got you walking off the field at training with the Dragons. So has any of that filtered round? Like you said, you've just heard of it.
Yeah, no, the Dragons have got the day off today. I just trained myself. But,
did you?
Yeah, they got the day off today, so yeah. I'm not sure. I'm sure all this type of stuff doesn't take long to get around. But as I said, for the players, it hasn't been a real focus. Obviously, trying to get results for us at the club at the moment is big thing, which obviously have been hard to come by the last month or so. So I'm sure the boys have a bit of a chatter about it, but it's not something that they speak about as a group. So, but as I said, I'm sure they all read social media and that, and it'll be out and about.
How'd you go training yourself, mate?
Oh, not real good. You can probably still hear me puffing, but tried to do something to work up a hunger for Origin tonight.
Well, let's talk about Origin. This time of the year, of course, you played such an integral part over the course of 4 years. I think it was 9 Origins you ended up playing. The build-up to this one has been a little bit different, but again, there's a lot of focus on that softening up period and the fact that it could be a fiery clash. So your take on the build-up to this day?
Yeah, obviously Origin's always built up massively and it just seems to get bigger and bigger each year. But I think with Tevita Pengai being, a surprise inclusion in there this year, and we all know what kind of sort of firecracker player he can be. So there's been a bit of build-up. I think probably the Queensland and the media are trying to hype him up to hopefully he does go berserk. But I think what he's done at the Bulldogs this year is really tamed that. He still plays aggressively and he's quite a a real aggressive player, but hopefully he doesn't go overboard. But that's how you want him to play tonight. You want him to be right on the red line. You want him to put a bit of intimidation into Queensland. But I'm sure that, you just don't want him going overboard. And we see if anyone cops a sin binning these days, it can really hurt the team. So hopefully there is fireworks early, but New South Wales don't lose any.
Do you remember, like, risks? I mean, it's a risk. I don't think that there's any argument about that. It is a gamble, but they've put it out there. And like you say, you know, hopefully he doesn't go over the mark, doesn't step over that red line. But that's why Freddie's got him there. So do you remember throughout your time, were there any big risks that were played where you thought, geez, this could go either way?
Yeah, oh, you've always got them type of players, mate. I played with blokes like Jason Royals and Willie Mason and Benny Kennedy and these type of blokes. They were sort of all a little bit like that. But you want that in the side. You want that in the team. But you used to be able to, I suppose, fight before, but now you can't do that. You've got to be real careful and control your aggression. So, and I think Tevita's done a pretty good job with that at the Bulldogs this year. So I'm sure they're going to go out and go, mate, just go berserk for 15, but watch your cool. Don't go overboard. And they hopefully can set a platform because we've got plenty of leg speed coming in off the bench that can play in the middle and play long minutes. So I think his role is going to be go as hard as he can for 15 and we'll get him off.
Is the middle where this could be won and lost, do you reckon?
I think so. As I said, I think our middle and our bench, like Kem Murray and Liam Martin and Hudson Young, these type of players are not the biggest, but they've got good leg speed, they've got good footwork and can play big minutes. So I'm hoping they can trouble the Queenslanders, even though they've got a pretty good pack themselves. And then they bring on Harry Grant off the bench. But I think it will be one in the middle and obviously on the back of who's got the better kicking game.
And what about scared factor, the scare factor from the other side, that the player in the Queensland lineup that sort of worries you the most? I mean, I'm leaning towards Cameron Munster for obvious reasons because Origin, as you well know, Timo, Origin is a big moments series. It's a big moments game, isn't it? Where the big plays come to you and you've got to make them count. Munster, to me, is that player that loves those big moments and they always gravitate towards him.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Cam Munster's probably the main threat. He doesn't stop coming at you all game. And the thing with him, bud, is he's so unstructured. It's just he plays off the cuff. He floats around from both sides of the one. He can be at start on one side of the field and he skips across the other. So defensively, the Blues are going to have to be on both sides of the ruck because he's real dangerous around there. And we've seen in the past what he can do. So, yeah, they're going to have to be really good defensively around Kent Munster.
What's Origin Day like as you're waiting until, well, it'll be after 8 o'clock tonight by the time
it's
we kick
long
off.
Long and boring. It's the longest day ever. You get up, you have breakfast, you have a coffee, you might catch up with a family or someone early. But then the day after lunch, you try and sort of shut it down, have a bit of watch a movie or have a sleep. And the day just seems, that afternoon seems to go forever. So it is a long day, especially the 8 o'clock kickoff. But Once you get to the ground and that, it sort of all seems to settle down. It's just that waiting around, the bus ride to the stadium. It just seems to drag on. But that's what it's all about. That's what builds up their nerves and builds up the anticipation of these players. And really looking forward to watching it tonight.
Yeah, and mate, I've had the pleasure of calling footy alongside you, and I love the passion that you've still got for the game, obviously, and the intensity as well. So how do you watch Origin? Is it clear the decks? Are you the only one allowed in the lounge room?
Oh, yeah, I've got two daughters. They're into their footy and my missus, so it's up on the they chuck the Origin gear on and just sit back, and I don't talk too much. I just like watching it, but the girls get fired up. So, yeah, pretty much just at home. Not too many people around, and, yeah, I love the way what they put on the coverage these days is outstanding.
Yeah, it's always a great build-up. Righto, before I let you go, give me your tips. Who scores the first try tonight and who wins?
First try, I might go Stephen Crichton. He seems to come up with a try early in grand finals or big games. So, Stevie Crichton, first try. I think New South Wales will win by 6. Man of the match, I'll go Cleary.
Nathan Cleary, right? You've tripled down on New South Wales. All blue there, mate. I love your form. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time today.
Have a good one.
You too. Sean Timmins there. So Stephen Crichton to score the first try. New South Wales to win it by 6. And Nathan Cleary with the man of the match. I'm going to give him a tip a little bit later on, but I'm thinking this one's going to be super close tonight. I think those slippery conditions will possibly take us towards the very, very back end of this game, if you know what I mean. 0457 736 736. I thought Timo had just left Dragons training. He'd left personal training, still keeping himself fit. It's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, Jason Riles has said, I don't want this job at this time. The Dragons had obviously been full bore on him. They offered him a 4-year contract as an inexperienced head coach. Been around, but in terms of head coaching, you're looking at somebody who's about to get a 4-year deal, and instead he's opted to go back to Melbourne. And obviously that leans towards the succession plan, as Webby quite rightly said, for the Melbourne Storm after Craig Bellamy's tenure comes up. So all those puzzles, all those pieces of the puzzle finally fell into place. And guess what, folks? Guess who the key player in all of this really was at the end of it? It was bellyache. So his decision has proved crucial in all of this. Which way does it go next for the Dragons? Well, that's the next piece of the puzzle. That's the next domino to fall, and we're still waiting for that one. Our thanks to Sean Timmins. So don't forget, the Battle of the Broadcasters coming up, what, about 45 minutes, Maestro? Yep, so we'll do that. Then we'll also keep you informed with a triathlon / run / swim / bike. You can do all three together, hence the triathlon, or you can just go for your life in one of those three, the run at Port Stephens this Saturday. So we'll break away from Origin talk for that one. But your thoughts on 0457 736 736, keep them coming. Back after this.